Chapter 4. The Idiot. It was a long afternoon. A changed tide tried to force them southward, but wind and wave kept them northward. Far ahead, where coastline, sea, and sky formed an angle, there were little dots which seemed to indicate a city on the shore. St. Augustine? The captain shook his head. Too near Mosquito Inlet. And the oiler road. And then the correspondent road. Then the oiler road. It was tiring work. The human back can become the seat of more aches and pains than can ever be recorded in books. The back is a limited area, but it can become the theater of innumerable conflicts between muscles. Did you ever like to row, Billy? Asked the correspondent.
No, said the oiler. I hate it.
When one exchanged the rowing seat for a place in the bottom of the boat, he suffered a bodily depression that caused him to be careless of everything except an obligation to move one finger. There was cold seawater moving to and fro in the boat, and he lay in it. His head, rested on a seat, was within an inch of the center of a wave, and sometimes a particularly massive amount of the sea came in and drenched him once more. But these matters did not annoy him. It is almost certain that if the boat had turned over, he would have rolled comfortably out upon the ocean, as if it was a great soft bed.
Look, there's a man on the shore.
Where?
There. See him? See him? Yeah, sure. He's walking along. Now he's stopped. Look, he's facing us. He's waving at us.
So he is.
Ah, now we're all right. Now we're all right. There'll be a boat out here for us in half an hour. He's going on. He's running. He's going up to that house there.
The remote beach seemed lower than the sea, and it required a searching glance to discern the little black shape. The captain saw a floating stick, and they rowed to it. A bath cloth was by chance in the boat, and once tied onto the stick, the captain waved it. The oarsman did not dare turn his head, so he was obliged to ask questions.
What's he doing now?
He's standing still again. He's looking, I think. There he goes again, toward the house. Now he stopped again.
Is he waving at us?
No, not now. He was, though.
Look, there comes another man.
He's running. Look at him go, would you? Why, he's on a bicycle. Now he's met the other man. They're both waving at us. Look! There comes something up the beach. What the devil is that thing?
Why, it looks like a boat.
Why, certainly it's a boat.
No, it's on wheels.
Yes, so it is. Well, that must be the lifeboat. They drag them along shore on a wagon.
That's the lifeboat, sure.
No, it's a bus.
I tell you it's a lifeboat.
It is not. It's a bus. I can see it plainly. See? One of these big hotel buses.
By God, you're right. It's a bus.
What do you suppose they're doing with a bus? Maybe they are going around collecting the life crew, hey?
That's likely it.
Look, there's a fellow waving a little black flag. He's standing on the steps of the bus. There come those other two fellows. Now they're all talking together. Look at the fellow with the flag. Maybe he isn't waving it.
That isn't a flag, is it? That's his coat. Why, certainly that's his coat.
So it is. It's his coat. He's taken it off and is waving it around his head. But would you look at him swing it?
Oh, say, there isn't any life-saving station there. That's just a hotel bus that has brought over some of the boarders to see us drown.
What does that idiot with the coat mean to do? What's he signaling anyway?
It looks as if he's trying to tell us to go north. There must be a life-saving station up there.
No, he thinks we're fishing. He's giving us a helping hand, see?
Well, I wish I could make something out of those signals. What do you suppose he means?
He doesn't mean anything. He's just playing.
Well, if he just signaled us to try the surf again, or to go to sea and wait, or go north or south, or just go to hell, there would be some reason in it. But look at him. He just stands there and keeps his coat revolving like a wheel. The idiot! There come more people. Now there's quite a crowd. Look, isn't that a boat?
Where? Oh, I see where you mean. No, that's no boat.
That fellow is still waving his coat.
He must think we like to see him do that.
Why doesn't he quit doing that? It doesn't mean anything.
I don't know. I think he is trying to make us go north. It must be that there's a life-saving station there somewhere.
Say, he isn't tired yet. Look at him wave.
Wonder how long he can keep that up. He's been revolving his coat ever since he caught sight of us. He's an idiot. Why aren't they getting men to bring a boat out? A fishing boat could come out here, all right. Why doesn't he do something?
Oh, it's all right now.
They'll have a boat out here for us in less than no time, now that they've seen us.
A faint yellow tone came into the sky over the low land. The shadows on the sea slowly deepened. The wind bore coldness with it, and the men began to shiver.
Holy smoke! Said one man in the boat. We can't keep on fooling around out here. What if we've got to flounder out here all night?
Oh, we'll never have to stay here all night. Don't worry. They've seen us now, and it won't be long before they'll come chasing out after us.
The light started to sink below the horizon. The man waving a coat gradually faded into the dark, and in the same manner it swallowed the bus and the group of people. The splash, when it violently hit the side, made the men jump and swear like they were being branded.
I'd like to catch the idiot who waved the coat. I feel like drenching him, just for luck.
Why? What did he do?
Oh, nothing. But then he seemed so damn cheerful.